Usually before recording an episode, I usually get very hungry. And today, I decided to eat healthy. So I just picked up an apple, and I was about to eat it, but then, how many calories does an apple have? So after a quick Google search, I found out that an average apple has 95 calories in it. But what does that number even mean? What does that 95 calories even mean? And what's a calorie in the first place? What does a calorie even mean? We hear everywhere on nutrition labels, on low-calorie diets, but what does that really mean? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of the calorie and tell you more about how our body breaks down all this food and what the calorie really represents and what it is a unit of. Let's get into this science. So grab your food and let's go. So what does a calorie even mean? Well, the calorie numbers and counts that you see on food labels are actually kilocalories, which means per 1,000 calories. So don't get confused between those two. And this time we're going to talk about the very unit, the actual calorie, not the kilocalories, just the calorie. So one calorie, by definition, is the amount of energy required to raise 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius. How are we getting heat involved into this? Because calories, basically a measure of the amount of energy inside, and that energy gets basically expelled through heat. And if you take, let's say, the apple that is 95 kilocalories, which is what all these things display, 95 kilocalories, 1 kilocalorie is equal to the amount of energy required to raise 1 kilogram of water by 1 degree Celsius. In that case, it's 95. And these calories, you don't really know what it really means because you just see it on these nutrition labels. But really what it means is the amount of energy required to raise water by 1 degree Celsius, and raises a specific amount of water by 1 degree Celsius. And it depends on what type of calorie you're talking about, kilocalorie or just normal calories. Now, why are calories so important? Well, calories are what contain all of the energy when we consume things. So, for example, when I eat this apple, the calories from this apple go inside my body, and they're broken down by the cells and mitochondria. You can learn more about cellular respiration and how mitochondria all work, and more about mitochondria in our episode about mitochondria. But basically, how it works is it breaks down all these bonds inside and the molecules inside to create ATP, and the ATP gets broken down into energy. And that's how we're able to move around, talk, and all of that. But these calories play an important role because it measures the amount of energy inside of any food. So anything with high calories means that it has a lot of energy, and low calories means there's not that much energy for you to use and to burn. And that's why sometimes it's important to regulate your calorie intake, because you don't want too much energy or else your body will get tired. And I know it sounds kind of conflicting, but really that's how it works. If you expend too much energy, your body eventually gets tired. That's why balancing calories in daily diets and calorie-friendly diets are all very important, because especially eating healthy, like this apple, there's other things inside of this apple that help it be healthy, like protein, calcium, vitamins, all of that. But calories, when you see it on these food labels, that really just tells you the amount of energy that is inside of a food. It doesn't really tell you that much about the other aspects of the food other than the amount of energy it has inside of it. And these calories are calculated very roughly for all these food labels. So it's very important to pay attention to that as well. But you know what's really interesting? When we say burn calories, we don't literally mean burning things, right? Well, there's actually an experiment that a lot of chemists and chemical labs and chemistry classes in high school all do, and that is where they burn specific types of food, and they kind of heat up the water above it, and that eventually tells you that there's some kind of correlation between the amount of calories and the amount of heat that is being produced by literally burning the food or setting it on fire. Remember, don't try that at home. Only try it in chemistry labs with adult supervision. But that experiment is very popular among high school classes, and it accurately demonstrates how much energy that food that we eat has by literally burning it in flames. And it raises the temperature of the water roughly by 1 degree Celsius. If it is 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius, calories, kilocalories, 1 kilogram by 1 degree Celsius, those are all basically how calories work in general. And many people don't pay attention to calories, but it's all important to pay attention to that. Even though it doesn't tell the full picture of what you're eating, it definitely tells you a lot about how much energy you're consuming, and that's what the word calorie means. It is so amazing to see all the science that we are eating right now. This apple's good. All right, I'll finish this apple, and afterwards, we'll go to what we learned in this episode. Let me eat this real quick. All right, what did we learn in this episode? Well, we learned that calorie is a measure of the energy inside of food, and it is basically how much energy is required to raise a specific amount of water, for example, 1 gram of water, by 1 degree Celsius. And this energy is calculated as heat energy, but really it's the energy that our body uses, and our body is able to intake all of this in order to perform everyday functions. This calorie count gives us an idea of how much energy is inside a specific food. Now, these calories are very roughly calculated, and the calories that you see in packaging are really important to pay attention to because they tell you how much energy is going inside of you. It's so amazing to see all the science that we're eating right now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science produced and hosted by me, Akshay Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want to answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout out? We'll grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact where you can send me your amazing science questions. Thank you so much. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be able to get all the new episodes. So subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science.